News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Members of the civil society gathered at Jantar Mantar in Delhi on Monday and protested against the brutal rape and murder of a young veterinary doctor in Hyderabad, joining many others demanding justice for her across the country. Wearing black bands, around 70 people, led by Congress leader Amrita Dhawan, took to the streets and carried placards that read, "We want justice and hang the rapists." Delhi Commission for Women Chief Swati Maliwal will sit on an indefinite hunger strike at Jantar Mantar from today to protest against incidents of rape which have been reported in the last few days from different parts of the country. Congress MP Revanth Reddy also joined the protest at Jantar Mantar on Monday and demanded that Prime Minister Narendra Modi talk about the Hyderabad incident. Nirbhaya's rapists have still not been hanged. It's been 7 years now. Modiji might have been successful in implementing Beti Bachao Beti Padhao, but has been unsuccessful in providing security to women. You tweet about happenings across the country. It's been 6 days since the Hyderabad incident. Why has the PM not tweeted yet? Reddy said. At this time, PM Modi should have assured people, the lawmaker said. The veterinary doctor who worked at a state-run hospital was raped and killed by 4 men, all lorry workers, on the outskirts of Hyderabad. Her charred body was found under a culvert in the city's Shadnagar area on Thursday, and the accused were arrested a day later. The students of Aligarh Muslim University also took out a candlelight vigil in support of the rape victim. The students also handed over a memorandum to the authorities demanding implementation of recommendations made by the Justice Verma Committee. Speaking to News 18, Sumaya Khan, a student of BA LLB, said, "Another important demand made by AMU students is to the censor board, asking them not to give certificates to those movies which depict women in a sensuous manner and have dialogues which are patriarchal in nature." Dhawan, the organizer of the protest at Jantar Mantar, said, "I am organizing this protest not as a politician but as a member of the civil society who is concerned about what is happening in our society. Why did we need another Nirbhaya-like incident to talk about how unsafe women are?" She said the judicial system has to ensure speedy justice so that victims' families get some solace. Nirbhaya's rapists are still in jail and have not been hanged. Those in jail are living their life, getting food and sleep. But what about the families of the victims whose lives are ruined forever? She said. Cries of "We want justice, we are ashamed that your killers are alive" resonated at the protest site as people demanded justice for the Hyderabad victim and other women who faced such crimes. Aditi Purohit, a student of Delhi University's Hansraj College, broke down while shouting the slogans. "This is my first time in a protest. I'm here because, just like a woman who stays in Delhi away from home, the issue affects me and my family." And 3 days after the political turmoil in Maharashtra ended, NCP Chief Sharad Pawar on Monday revealed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had suggested working together, but he rejected the proposal. The Maratha strongman also accepted that reports on cabinet berth being offered for his daughter Supriya Sule were true. Pawar's claim, made in an interview to a Marathi TV channel, came days after his nephew Ajit joined hands with BJP's Devendra Fadnavis to form the government in a midnight coup. However, their days in power were short-lived as the allies could not prove the numbers. "Modi had offered me to work together. I told him that our personal relations are very good and they will remain that way, but it is not possible for me to work together," Pawar said. Pawar dismissed reports that the Modi government offered to make him India's president, but there surely was an offer to make Supriya a minister in the Modi-led cabinet, he added. Supriya Sule is Pawar's daughter and a Lok Sabha member from Baramati in Pune district. Pawar had met Modi last month amid the dramatic developments over government formation in Maharashtra. Modi has always praised Pawar and made it a point not to launch a vicious attack against him during the state election campaign. Modi's latest praise for Pawar came last month when he was speaking on the occasion of the 250th session of the Rajya Sabha. Modi said other parties, including the BJP, should learn from the NCP on how to adhere to parliamentary norms. In 2016, when Modi visited the Vasant Dada Sugar Institute in Pune on an invitation from Pawar, he had praised the NCP chief as an example to others in public life. "I have personal respect for Pawar. I was the Gujarat chief minister that time. He helped me walk by holding my finger. I feel proud to pronounce this publicly, Modi had said. At least 208 people in Iran have been killed amid protests over sharply rising gasoline prices and a subsequent crackdown by security forces, Amnesty International said on Monday, as one government official acknowledged telling police to shoot demonstrators. Iran has yet to release any nationwide statistics over the unrest that gripped the Islamic Republic beginning November 15, with minimum prices for government-subsidized gasoline rising by 50%. Iran shut down internet access amid the unrest, blocking those inside the country from sharing their videos and information, as well as limiting the outside world from knowing the scale of the protests and violence. The restoration of the internet in recent days across much of the country has seen other videos surface. We have seen over 200 people killed in a very swift time, in under a week, said Mansoori Mills, an Iran researcher at Amnesty. It is something pretty unprecedented in the history of the human rights violations in the Islamic Republic. While not drawing as many Iranians into the streets as those protesting the disputed 2009 presidential election, the gasoline price demonstrations rapidly turned violent, faster than any previous rallies. That shows the widespread economic discontent gripping the country since May 2018, when US President Donald Trump imposed crushing sanctions after unilaterally withdrawing from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Since the summer, tensions across West Asia have spiked with attacks the US blames on Tehran. Iran, meanwhile, began to break the deal's centrifuges, enrichment and stockpile limitations, with hopes of pressuring Europe to offer it a way to sell crude oil abroad, despite Washington's sanctions. In a statement on Monday, Amnesty said there had been dozens of deaths in the Tehran suburb of Shehriar, likely one of the areas with the highest toll of those killed in the unrest. Shehriar had seen heavy protests. Climate change, gun violence, the very nature of democracy, and an angsty little movie star called Forky helped propel existential to dictionary.com's word of the year. The choice reflects months of high-stakes threats and crises, real and pondered, across the news, the world, and throughout 2019. In our data, it speaks to this sense of grappling with our survival, both literally and figuratively, that defines so much of the discourse, said John Kelly, senior research editor for the site, ahead of Monday's announcement. The word earned top-of-mind awareness in sustained searches at dictionary.com in the aftermath of wildfires and Hurricane Dorian and mass shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand, and El Paso, Texas. It also reared itself in presidential politics and pop culture, including Forky, the white plastic spork, who was the breakout star of Toy Story 4. The soiled utensil is convinced his destiny is in the trash until he embraces his purpose as a treasured toy of the kindergartner Bonnie. Forky underscores how this sense of grappling can also inspire us to ask big questions about who we are, about our purpose, Kelly told the Associated Press. Oxford Dictionaries picked climate emergency as its word of the year, noting usage evidence that reflects the ethos, mood, or preoccupations of the passing year, the company said in a statement. Dictionary.com crunches lookup and other data to decide which word to anoint each year. The site has been picking a word of the year since 2010. Among search spikes for existential were those that occurred after both Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders and 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg characterized climate change as an existential crisis, Kelly said. Another spike occurred when former Vice President Joe Biden, also vying for the Democratic presidential nod, painted President Donald Trump as an existential threat to decency. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.